Did you know that downtown Auckland is protected by a huge seawall? It's called the Waitemata Harbour Seawall, and it's about to undergo some serious renovations. To find out what the wall's all about and how you go about restoring it, I'm joined by Program Manager Eric Van Essen from Auckland Transport. Hello there.
Yeah, hi, Jesse.
Nice to see you. What's the seawall?
Well, the seawall runs the length of Quay Street. It's a basalt seawall. It was constructed between 100 to 130 years ago. The downtown of 1850 or so looked very different. A lot of that land in downtown is reclaimed, and the seawall protects and supports that reclamation. And I suppose without that seawall, downtown would be underwater.
Okay. What sort of dimensions is it? Can you describe it for us?
Well, the seawall that we're working on strengthening is 600 lineal metres long. So it extends from Prince's Wharf in the west across to Marsden Wharf in the east.
And how high is it?
It sits about a metre and a half above the high tide, mean high tide mark. So it's probably a number of metres, 5 or so metres tall. Sometimes relatively loose-laid basalt boulders, other times mortared together and vertical. It's a historic structure, but it's in need of some attention.
Okay, stupid question time. If it's a metre and a half above the high tide mark, then how exactly is it stopping the city from flooding?
Well, it's not. It provides protection, of course, and thankfully, it is the height that it is because we need to allow for a 1 metre sea level rise over the next 100 metres, 100 years. Sorry. So that's fortunate, and of course, we just need to retain and support that infrastructure. There's a number of utilities in Quay Street, and it's a very important transport hub. And in the event of a seismic event, we have to have
just
that.
Just help me understand this, but Queen Street and Quay Street would be above the top of the seawall, though, right?
Yes, slightly.
So how is it protecting those places from the sea?
Well,
is everyone just listening to the radio station and getting it apart from me? Go on.
Well, obviously, it has to be higher than the current sea level, given the fact that there can be storm surges and king tides and sea level rise. And so you have to have some tolerance there. It can't be exactly on the high tide mark, of course. So, it's the height that it needs to be. And part of the historical reclamation and, of course, now provides the downtown area with that sort of protection.
Okay. Let's ignore that one for a moment. What do you know about the construction of the seawall?
Well, what we're doing is we have designed three different methodologies tailored to each section of seawall. We're using a palisade wall methodology at the western end, at the eastern end, and that involves coring down casings 1.2 metres in diameter down to bedrock, augering out the soil within it, putting in steel reinforcing and then filling that with concrete. And then you have a series of piles at the end between 2.5 to 3.5 metre centres. And it's basically an in-ground wall. At the western end, we're using a different technique where we have more limitations around space. And we do a grit jet grout method, which involves a narrower drill down to bedrock. And then we spin cement from the bottom up, which mixes with the soil and creates a solid pile. And that stops approximately 2 metres from the surface, which allows the existing utilities and any future utilities to run across the top of it. In the very basin section, what we're doing is we're actually putting in ground anchors, which we create a new capping beam on the top of the seawall, and then we use that capping beam to anchor a rod that goes down on an angle back into Quay Street, but then ultimately down into the bedrock and creates that strength there.
People will probably know the wharves in Auckland. Where is the seawall in relation to the wharves?
Now, the seawall sits largely under decking and the wharf structures, so it's not particularly visible. Mm-hmm. You'd have to kind of see it from the water, and even then perhaps you'd have to be sort of under some of the wharf structures. So it's largely hidden. And at some points, it kind of comes back in towards the carriageway or the road, Key Street, and you have quite an extensive decking across the top of it. What's fortunate with the development of our method is that we're actually doing the strengthening not on or in front of the seawall. We're actually doing it behind and in the northern footpath of Key Street, predominantly, which is obviously less disruptive, has no impact on the environment, and we can do it a whole lot quicker. And, of course, then cover that over with the next phases of our downtown program.
How big a job is it?
It's a very big job. It's valued at about sort of $80 million. It's work that's going to take anywhere between sort of 6 months to 9 months each stage. We're going to start the first stage later this month. That's the section to the east. That should be finished sort of early 2020. Other stages will then follow, and we'll look to have all of that work completed by the middle of 2020.
Do you have the equipment to drill a big hole like that in the sea down to bedrock, or do you have to bring it in?
The rig for the Palisade Wall is available in New Zealand, but the jet grouting, I think we're flying that in, some specialist material, equipment and machinery in that regard.
And once it's done, what will the benefit be? Apart from obviously replacing the one that's starting to fail, but will people notice?
Well, this is actually a really critical upgrade. Obviously, it's something that you only ever do sort of once every 100 years. So this is the opportunity for us to get it absolutely right. We are providing a strengthening which will last the next 100 years. It'll provide protection to the downtown Auckland area for a 1 in 2,500 event. Seismic event, and that's the equivalent of a 6.5 magnitude earthquake. And so that's really important. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, it allows for a sea level rise of 1 metre over the next 100 years as well. So it's going to provide that kind of level of protection.
Great. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
When will it be all done?
Well, as I say, the seawall itself will be sort of the middle part of 2020, but the rest of the downtown program, which involves seven projects, involves a number of other key work. Once the seawall's done, we can then reinstate Key Street, beautify it. We're looking to redirect traffic through traffic down alternative routes, which will mean that Key Street's more of a destination, and we can have wider footpaths. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to allow for the fact that there's going to be an eightfold increase in pedestrians in downtown over the next 10 years. And so we're also looking to optimise public transport access. It's a unique hub. We have ferry, train, bus, potentially even LRT in the future, all kind of coming into one single hub. So we're looking at providing for a whole lot more pedestrians and a whole lot better provision for public transport.
Good stuff. Eric Van Essen from Auckland Transport. Nice to have you in. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.